listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.
Hi, this is Michael Siggins, publisher of Channel Pro SMB. Welcome back to the MSP Business in a Box series of podcasts. My guest for the series is Eileen Rozoff, President and CEO of The Launchpad. Thanks for joining us today, Eileen.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's great to be here.
So, Eileen, you developed a novel approach to building a successful managed services practice with your franchise model. Please tell us a bit about that.
Sure. I guess to start, a little history about the Launchpad. Launchpad was founded in 1992, and we are a managed IT services and also a web services provider focused on small and medium-sized businesses. Over the years, we've taken a lot of time and energy to carefully craft what we think is a rock-solid business model and designed it for success. Our decision to move into IT service franchising was really driven for us by a passion for the industry and also a desire to help other IT service companies and entrepreneurs who are interested in technology to succeed and to excel with the managed service model. Our concept with this was to have a true business in a box, whether it was for a startup company or for an existing IT service provider to take the business to the next level. So with managed services, the timing really came together. The evolution of managed services means we can now employ a model that has real leverage with definable, repeatable processes driven by proactive rather than reactive methodology. And all of that is supported by sophisticated tool sets which have sprung up all over the industry and are relatively inexpensive.
All right, and today's topic is going to be the core tools, how you can make your PSA and monitoring tools the secret sauce for MSP success. All right, Eileen, well, here we are again. So there are certainly an abundance of sophisticated core tools available, PSA solutions to manage the business, and a number of vendors that sell monitoring software. What do you see as the key problems here? Why isn't this enough?
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. There are just a great set of tools that are available both on the PSA side, professional service automation side, and tool sets to monitor what's actually going on in the network. But selecting the right tools is really, in some ways, a smaller part of the challenge. You know, all of the tools are good, and they're reasonably affordable and well-designed. The core issue is always about implementation, both in terms of actually being able to complete the build-out of all of the modules and make all of it integrate together, but more importantly in terms of business process. Business process not only needs to be designed, it has to be documented, it has to be disseminated to the staff, and it has to be followed up on religiously, and you have to look at metrics as well, and all of that usually takes more process. So this is the areas that we see that that most IT companies struggle and really have a difficult time kind of getting over that hump.
Okay, so if our listeners become a Launchpad franchisee, then what advantages would they have?
So we've done a couple things on that front. One is that we've fully designed all of the business processes. We've molded them with best practices, what's worked for us over the years through a lot of trial and error. And we also have implemented our training systems into it, and our training systems are very extensive, and our support systems going forward for each of the franchisees to make sure that it's properly integrated in the business and it's working in the business. So, for example, we happen to use ConnectWise, and that's what's going to be part of our franchise model. And with ConnectWise, we have pre-built all of the business service boards and workflow. We've pre-built marketing tracks, pre-built templates, in every area, really, of the company, done the GL setup, so all of that's done, which takes a very long time. We are a Zenith partner, so on the Zenith side, we've kind of taken a similar approach. We've standardized all the back-end setup, actually integrated the documentation of that standardization into ConnectWise, process methodology for best results for NOC management and learning to really maximize the NOC relationship, and then we've taken and blueprinted all of the service workflow, the process documents that go along with what can be a complicated managed client setup and installation.
You mentioned some of the business process elements. Can you give us a little bit more information on that? Maybe a few examples?
Sure. So we talked about ConnectWise a little bit, you know, and that we've templated that. So we've actually taken each of the setup areas and modules in ConnectWise and preset all of the core pieces of that. And so, for example, ConnectWise has this really great feature called Tracks, which has business automation built into it. You can set and drip out over time key activities that are sent to internal staff or to your clients, emails that are sent to internal staff and clients. So we have actually taken for a number of repeatable installations, like maybe an Exchange server or even a business continuity server installation, and preset all of the activities that one would want to follow up on to make sure that installation is the same way every time, so that the ketchup goes on the burger exactly the same way every time. Service boards and service templates are another example of that. We have service templates really for every area of the business, some you might not think about. For example, with new employee onboarding internally, we actually have a service template we use for that. That has pre-built tasks. It has all the documents attached so that our HR team, and if that HR team is the business owner, has a step-by-step approach to making sure that goes not only legally according to plan, but also in a process way according to plan. Another example would be on the Zenith side. Zenith has just come out with a fantastic set of scripting tools that they've upgraded and really made easy to use. We are going to take, and are actually already in the process of taking a number of those, and templating best practices with those tools that are specific to our product offerings and match and integrate into the actual way that we sell managed services in the business.
Okay, and it sounds like one of the bigger challenges might be the ongoing support. How will the Launchpad's franchise system handle that ongoing support?
Right, you know, that's a great question, and we've gotten that question from a lot of franchise prospects that we've talked to. There's several ways that we're going to handle that. One is we're going to be doing an initial training here at our corporate headquarters in Florida, so hopefully a few of the people get to enjoy it in the winter. And actually, that training is twofold. One, we'll be training the business owner, the franchisee, if it's an existing IT company, how to implement each of the elements of the business into their existing business, right down to how they're going to announce out to their current client base and reach out to new prospects. So all of that will be done here, and it's a week-long training session. From there, we are building out our RevitUp University, RevitUp U, which is going to have modules that are available not only for the business owner, but also that will be available for the staff that the business owner will onboard as they move through the franchise process and the franchise model. So that training is very structured and duplicated, you know, in addition to hard copy training manuals that are paper, that we have ongoing training that's presented through the university. Additionally, I think this is a really core piece of this, is we will have best practice reviews, weekly process review worksheets, because when you're learning something new, you really need to have accountability on a regular basis to make sure that that's actually being incorporated. Each of our franchisees is going to get assigned a franchise solutions manager, very similar to how each of our clients are assigned a client solutions manager, to help them move through the process and to stay on track with the process. Ongoing standardized updates for all the franchisees. One of the really neat features that ConnectWise has coming around the bend is the ability to import workflow and tracks and rules and a number of different things that you had to manually enter before. We will actually have a set standard of workflows and pieces available in our library for our franchisees that are customized for our business. And then I think also very importantly, success metrics. So we know as a business owner, you know, are we meeting our goals? Are we on target? Are we doing the right things in each of our departments? So our success metric system is going to help the franchisees really track that they're really on target in each of the areas of their business.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's, again, very, very comprehensive list and quite the model you've got. It's really is quite a unique approach that you've got here.
Thanks. You know, I think our mission here is really to offer, you know, the complete business in a box, and that's something that we have not seen before. Our model is very much like the traditional franchise models. I love the McDonald's analogy. The ketchup goes on the burger the same time every time, the same way every time, so that we can take things that have not been very standardized in the past and standardize them within IT services. And in the small business realm, that hasn't really happened. So whether you're launching a new venture or you already have an existing IT service company, you know, we want to take it to the next level with a winning formula and turn the business goals that maybe haven't been met so far into reality.
That sounds great. I think the only thing you're missing is a drive-through window.
We might have that next.
Well, thanks so much for all of these insights, Eileen. And where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, visit the website, which is launchpadonline.com. And the franchise section of the website is /franchise IT now, and the I and the T are capitalized. There's a sign-up form there. There's some information on that page. And if you put your name in for the sign-up, that takes you to a resource page, and that will put you on track to receive our communications going forward as well.
You're listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.